Well, he died when he was 81, and I don't remember a lot about him, only stories that I was told. But I remember being at his funeral, and I remember the last post being blown. And it was a very large funeral for the time, you know.
These photos that we've been looking at here, mm-hmm. he's this really flamboyant-looking man, isn't he, there? Mm-hmm. And he's got his volunteer, Irish volunteer uniform on, and that fantastic hat, mm-hmm. hasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Well, he was involved when he was very young, and he'd been in five or six jails even before the Rising. And his father before him belonged to Fenians. So it was a thing that was in the family. It was just, he felt injustice. And he was a Labour man as well, and, you know, a union man. You know, he just thought he would take a step out to help people. He wasn't a bitter man. He had plenty of Protestant friends and what have you.
So this is John Fox from Derry. He'd been, even before 1916, there's this fabulous poster on the wall, and it has your grandfather, John, another dairy man, Eamon McDermott, in the crowd at the funeral, and they're right behind Patrick Pearse, aren't
right,
they?
Paddy Higgerty, another dairy man, was a prominent Republican there as well. But I remember him talking about it, and last year they had a reenactment, and we went down the reenactment, and I met O'Donovan Ross's grandsons at the grave in Glasnevin, you know, which I felt privileged to be there.
In terms then of the 1916 Rising, was he was involved in the planning for a rising in Derry then?
Aye, they were in the planning. They were all rounded up before they could do anything. They had arms and other stuff, and then they were taken to Dublin. And then from Dublin, they were shipped from Dublin to Frogoff in Wales, the Welsh prison camp in Wales, where Michael Collins and all the leading Republicans were all interned.
What happened to your grandfather then after that? That they were interned, and he came back, and he was prominent in the War of Independence and in the Civil War then afterwards,
well,
in Derry.
It went against the treaty, and then he was on, what was that? Ballykilner and Richmond Barracks and Nakura. He went on hunger strike in Nakura.
This was the treaty that was signed, which paved the way for the Irish Free State and for partition.
Aye, that's right. He didn't go for it, being honest with you, and, you know, even for years later, like, he was sort of uptight about it. He was very embittered, you know, the way it went.
His name, I suppose, was remembered in Derry long after that, because you have a fabulous newspaper clipping here, don't you, from a time, I suppose, that's remembered by many in Derry, the time that Eamon de Valera came to visit. And just explain to me about this photograph here.
Well, that's my grandfather there, that's Eamon de Valera, and that's Joe Mahon. He was a captain. Grandfather, as I told you there, was head of the Northern Division, and he led the guard of the old IRA, meeting de Valera as he come on the Derry. The original photo, that was 1951, that's when de Valera came officially, but he had been in Derry, I'm not sure now, it was 29 or 39, where they smuggled him on the St. Columb's Hall. They do a talk, and the place was a ring of steel, but they got Dave Allen out again.
You're clearly very proud of your grandfather.
Oh, very proud, surely. I was a great man, you know, and it was just, I know myself, the way my father talked about him. He was all, his great words were like, every man deserves a second chance, and every man deserves, you know, his rights. They love like human beings, you know, that was his motto.
Well, what about you, when you see, I suppose now, how your grandfather's remembered, you know, clearly he's a man who's very important to you, and his legacy and what he did is very important to you. Do you feel pleased now that other people are taking an interest, that you can tell other people about it?
Okay, he deserves his bit of recognition. Like, he spent a large part of his life in different jails, you know, all over England, Republic, even that prison camp in Wales. I mean, he'd done a lot of time for his beliefs. And the hunger strike, as I was saying twice, I mean, anybody goes to them lengths, you know, they have a prompt, they do believe in something.